Welcome to Science Talk. I'm your host, Cynthia Sofranik. When we talk about immunity, I have a feeling what comes to mind for most people are colds and flu, especially this time of year. But that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to your immune system. Battles against so many serious conditions and diseases, including cancer, inflammation, and infections, are waged daily by the very complex and deficient inner workings of your immune system. That's why it's absolutely essential to keep that system working in top condition at all times. Lucky for all of us, scientists from around the world are working hard to discover more about how the immune system works and how we can support it. That research has made it very clear that immune support starts with a healthy, balanced diet full of fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. We also know that being sleep-deprived can suppress immune function, so it's important to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night. Your body also needs daily exercise to keep all aspects of the immune system functioning effectively, and minimizing stress can be helpful towards a healthier immune system as well. But today, we thought it might be interesting to focus on one specific part of the immune system and explore how it helps the body respond and react to keep us healthy. I'm talking about the compound interferon, and there's a good deal of research focused on the critical role that interferon plays in immune function. There's also a new study that explores how specific botanicals may have a positive impact on the body's own production of interferon. We'll talk more about that study and also learn more about the overall role interferon plays in a healthy immune system. So, without further delay, let me welcome Dr. Jamie McManus, MD and Chairman of Medical Affairs, Health Sciences and Education at Shackley. She's going to begin the program. And then Pamela Riggs, Registered Dietitian and Senior Manager of Health Sciences, will join us a little later. But first, Dr. McManus, let's talk about interferon.
Cynthia, several years ago, when Shackley scientists first started researching solutions to address immunity, we reached out to the scientific community around the world to see what kind of research was being done. We were most impressed by the research into interferon, and one of the pioneers in interferon research was the renowned Japanese scientist, Dr. Yasuhiko Kojima. We have now worked closely with Dr. Kojima's institute for a number of years.
And today, we're going to hear a couple of segments from an interview with Dr. Kojima, presented through an interpreter. I think our listeners will find his comments especially relevant.
I think so, too. But before we go much further, let me give our listeners a little background on Dr. Kojima. He received his Doctor of Medical Science degree from Tokyo University in 1964, but before that, he did research at Tokyo University Institute of Medical Science. Dr. Kojima's experience also includes serving in senior advisory roles at Kitsusato Pharmaceutical and Yamanuchi Pharmaceutical, and as president and chairman of the board of the Interferon Herb Research Institute.
Well, his credentials are certainly impressive, Dr. McManus.
They are, Cynthia. But what intrigued me most about Dr. Kojima was his tenacity. He and a colleague, Dr. Yasuichi Nagano, were the first scientists to describe and identify compounds produced by the immune system in response to a viral infection. They called this compound viral interference factor. Dr. Kojima then set out to determine if there were natural compounds that could induce interferon, especially in Chinese herbal medicines.
Well, before we go any further, this seems like the right time to provide a definition. Dr. McManus, tell us, what is interferon?
Well, here's the official definition. Interferon is a class of small protein and glycoprotein cytokines produced by T cells, fibroblasts, and other cells in response to a viral infection, as well as to other biological and synthetic stimuli. These interferons work by first binding to specific receptors on cell membranes, from which a number of different processes and responses are activated, such as induction of enzymes, suppressing abnormal cell proliferation, inhibiting viral proliferation, enhancing the phagocytic activity of macrophages, and augmenting the cytotoxic activity of T lymphocytes.
Well, that sounds incredibly important.
Cynthia, you can think of interferon as the conductor of an entire orchestra of immune responses. Each section must be in tune and playing their part, but they also have to work together within the context of the larger system. It's actually pretty remarkable, the complex immune actions and interactions that are coordinated in large part by interferon.
Clearly, the discovery of interferon was a huge breakthrough.
It most definitely was, and Dr. Kojima was a key player. Once interferon was discovered, researchers immediately began exploring possible ways to enhance the body's own production of interferon.
Well, that's a great segue. Let's listen to a clip of an interview with Dr. Kojima through his interpreter as he talks about interferon and a new proactive approach to immune health.
Now, as for the science of immunity, we have acquired immunity from the past, and more recently, we are starting to investigate natural immunity, including macrophage natural cells, which are nonspecific immunity. So immunity is now investigated from a broader sense.
Basically, he's talking about this broader view of natural immunity and how revolutionary the discovery of interferon was. To be able to isolate and then to study such a key part of the immune system functioning was quite remarkable and critical to our understanding the immune response and all of its variables.
And wasn't this relatively new thinking at the time?
Well, back in the 1950s and 60s, it was not yet understood that you could use natural compounds to enhance a bodily function and potentially to even be able to prevent a disease.
Well, to that point, here's another bite from the interview with Dr. Kojima.
Now, in trying to prevent diseases in the few count in immunity, one tries to fight directly with the bacteria or infected cells and try to prevent the diseases or try to prevent the body. Whereas in interferon, they work in such a manner to protect the cells or to strengthen the cells. And most of the mechanism, it's important in trying to prevent the development of diseases. But once your body becomes weak, then you are likely to develop diseases such as herpes or viral hepatitis or cancer. Therefore, it is not only important to fight directly with the enemy, but it is important to strengthen the cells.
That is such an important, progressive, and proactive approach to health. We can help our system not only fight off invaders such as viruses or bacteria, but also to strengthen the cells of our immune system. So instead of just treating diseases with drugs, we now know that it's equally important to strengthen the efficient functioning of the various components of our immune system, thus bolstering our immunity so as to potentially prevent diseases. And as a physician, I'm in complete agreement. And I think that others in the medical community are coming around to this prevention-oriented way of thinking.
So let's hear more about how interferon works. Now, I liked your metaphor earlier that interferon is like a conductor of an orchestra of immune responses. So, following along with that, what are some of the instruments it has to conduct in that orchestra?
Well, I like it too. The immune response is an incredibly complex process, but I will try to simplify it some. If your body is dealing with a virus coursing through your system, the first thing interferon does is signal to uninfected neighboring cells to trigger their resistance mechanisms. Basically, interferon acts as the conductor and coordinates the body's initial immune response when there is an invasion or infection. Once the other uninfected cells get the message, they can also begin to produce certain proteins to protect themselves as well, and that way the infection is more likely to stay localized and not spread.
Okay, that makes sense. Are there other parts of the immunity orchestra?
Interferon activates other supporting immune cells that actually search out, kill, and dispose of these invaders. In other words, interferon actually signals and activates other immune system enforcers, such as natural killer cells and macrophages, so that they can mobilize, proliferate, and ultimately destroy these invading pathogens. And it's remarkable how quickly interferon production is activated, usually within hours of being infected. Macrophages can take longer to mobilize, along the order of days. So there is an immediate response of the immune system to directly attack the invading pathogens, followed up by the second and third lines of response, really quite effective.
Well, clearly interferon plays such an important role in immunity. It's not surprising that research is underway to discover ways to enhance its effectiveness within the cells.
Thanks to Dr. Kojima's work with hundreds of botanicals, we have discovered some natural ways to enhance interferon production. And research has been ongoing to determine just what combination of natural elements have the most impact.
And here to tell us more about that research is our own Pam Riggs. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Cynthia.
So we've been talking about interferon and the role it plays conducting the many immune responses in the body.
I know there was a recent study that focused specifically on a combination of botanicals that are believed to enhance the performance of interferon on a number of immune responses.
Sure, and you're right. The study looked at a very specific combination or compound of botanicals. The goal of the study was to assess whether or not specific botanicals modulate gene expression relevant to the immune response in the lung, and if it could modify pathways of inflammation related to immune function.
Dr. McManus, tell us more about that study.
The study tested the effect of a blend of four specific botanicals believed to enhance the performance of interferon. They were tested against placebo in a human airway epithelial cell model, which is used to study viruses, especially influenza and parainfluenza viruses, in a laboratory setting because it so closely replicates actual lung function. It was actually a very detailed protocol, so let's just cut to the findings, Pam.
First, the study showed that the botanicals tested were not in any way toxic to the human lung cells. The study also showed that treatment with the compound influenced the expression of several groups of genes. The gene group most consistently affected were those related to natural killer cells, or NK cell activity. The botanical compounds demonstrated a modulation of immune activity specifically related to NK cells.
And let me just jump in here a moment with a quick definition so that we all understand the importance of NK cells in the immune process. Natural killer, or NK cells, are a type of lymphocyte, which is a white blood cell, that plays a major role in the defense against both tumors and virus-infected cells. You want your NK cells primed and ready at all times, as they're essential to immune function. If you have an NK cell deficiency or dysfunction, you may be at increased risk for the development of cancer and other health challenges.
That's right. NK cells are activated in response to interferon and function in the body to help fight off viruses and tumor cells. NK cells contain small granules inside their cytoplasm. These granules contain specific proteins that are released in close proximity to a cell that's slated for killing, like a tumor or a virus-infected cell. The process is complex, but ultimately the release of these proteins leads to apoptosis. Apoptosis is basically another term for cell death. The tumor or virus-infected cells are destroyed.
Okay, so Pam, tell us again, how did the botanical compound tested in the lung cell study affect natural killer cells?
The compound of natural botanicals positively affected the expression of genes integrally involved in NK cell activation, proliferation, and signaling. So overall, this botanical blend was found to cause certain genes to be expressed that direct the making of more NK cells and also promote their activity.
That's right, Pam. And the study also showed that the combination of botanicals altered several gene expression profiles related to immune function, all results we were hoping to confirm.
So interesting. Thanks for sharing the details of your research, Pam. Now, before we close, I think we'd all benefit from a quick review.
Cynthia, I think the takeaway message from today is simply that interferon's role in immune function is critically important because it initiates and coordinates multiple steps in the immune system response.
We also learned that natural botanicals have been shown to boost the body's own production of interferon. And perhaps more importantly, preliminary testing shows that these botanicals can significantly impact genes involved in NK cell activation and proliferation.
And as always, I have some final advice for our listeners. It is so very important, especially as we head into the winter months, that we remind everyone of the importance of a strong immune system. And taking simple steps can really make a significant difference. These simple steps include eating a well-balanced diet and adding in smart and appropriate supplementation to support your immune function. It also includes getting regular exercise and being sure to get at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night. And practice safe hygiene habits, including washing your hands with soap and warm water frequently. All of these steps can help you weather the cold and flu season, as well as help support your immune system all year long.
Perfect. Thank you, Pam and Dr. McManus, for joining us today and for orchestrating this interesting deep dive into immunity. We look forward to hearing more as new research findings are reported.